welcome to another episode, exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the keeping our powder dry of free speech, because we're just waiting for that perfect opportunity to start talking about things. We're waiting for the perfect opportunity, and we're gonna stay waiting. So send us money while we're waiting, because who knows when it's gonna be. And we will start speaking freely when the time is right. When the time is right.
Time is right now. In fact, the time has never been more right than now. In fact, the time is so right now, I've got to say, for all those who have been speaking about Zionist influence, about the power of the Israeli lobby, about the role that Jews play in the West, could there be a more right time than now? I mean, really, what we've seen over the last few months has been incredible. But I mean, this weekend really has, or leading up to this weekend and this weekend itself, has really taken things to the next level. And I'm looking at the way things are now, and I've got to say, things are hotting up. And with the situation on Twitter and with Elon Musk, this is now center stage, but it's become so center stage that even the likes of Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and others are starting to question how much influence, Charlie Kirk as well, how much influence Jews have in the West, how powerful the Israeli lobby is. And all over the world, the issue seems to be, how much power do these people have, and how are they wielding their power, and is or are the effects of the way they wield their power, you know, positive or negative for the vast majority of people, you know, both here in the West and elsewhere? And I've got to say, I mean, I've been talking about Jewish power, the power of Zionists, the Israeli lobby for some time now, for you know, most of my adult life. But for people like Dr. David Duke, they've been talking about this for, you know, decades. And finally, it must feel for a lot of people like this is really paying off, because when you've got people like Elon Musk talking about the way Jews wield their power, you know, in a way that's negative for white people, I mean, that is pretty much as good as it's ever got, surely.
It is. It is. I'm just going to finish my showing. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the shekels to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. It is, and I'm very, very glad that it's happening. And I made a Boomer Vision on Friday. Boomer Vision is when I don't have a guest. And in fact, I was just, it was kind of an insomnia Boomer Vision. I woke up in the middle of the night and I just recorded a show at 3 a.m. And, you know, on one hand, I'm really glad, because I've been talking about this on air with David Duke for the past 11 plus years. I've been making speeches and stuff, and doing other work, going back to the first Gulf War. I made a big speech at a big rally, but it was before the internet. I wish I had that, because I looked good up there on the stage, wearing a Soviet, wearing a fedora I'd bought in the Soviet Union. I looked good, but I'm glad. But if you listen to my Boomer Vision, like the last, and I talked about Elon what was the title of it? The title of my show was something like, I should get it. But that Elon and Tucker and Candace are talking about Jewish power. What took you so long? And at the last 4 or 5 minutes, I got kind of salty. I was recording this in the middle of the night. I got kind of salty because, I'm really glad. You know, I welcome those people talking about Jewish power. I welcome people like Jewish Voice for Peace, who've been around for a while, who are saying not in our name. Well, it is in your name. A lot of things have been done in your name. And saying that this is like genocide is not a Jewish value. Sorry, kind of is, and has been for thousands of years. But I welcome it, but these people who are making the waves, and we need them to make the waves, but these are the same people who've largely been gatekeepers and played it safe and amassed great fortunes by, you know, keeping it safe, by censoring others, by being gatekeepers. So I was a little bit salty about it, but still, I'm not going to bitch about them. I'm glad they're finally doing it. Of course, they are kind of amateurs at it. And, you know, you'll look at Elon Musk, or you'll look at the conversation between Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, and there are good points that are made, but then there are points that aren't well made. Now, one last person I want to mention is Norman Finkelstein, who is, I guess he's 69 or 70 years old, and he's a Jewish professor with a very Jewy voice who grew up in Brooklyn, and he taught in the aughts, I guess in the 90s and the aughts, he was teaching in Loyola University in Chicago. And what he does is he studies the Palestinian issue, and he's extremely sympathetic to the Palestinians. And my Thursday show from last week, I had taken, he had been interviewed, and he had a 50-minute monologue or a 55-minute monologue. I sped it up some in order to fit it into the format of my show, but he had been speaking very slowly, so I thought it sounded fine. One of my listeners sent in a comment saying, "What did you do to his voice? It sounded like he was a cartoon character." But he was actually making the case for Hamas. I don't know if he ever used the term justified, but he might as well have. He made the case for Hamas. And then over the weekend, Candace Owens, in her last show before she has her baby, she interviewed him, and she professed to, well, she had, I guess her last guest before him had been some comedian who's pro-Israel, who was making the case for Israel. The Case for Israel, by the way, is a book written by Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz got Norman Finkelstein fired from his teaching job at Loyola before he could get tenure there, and ruined his academic career. But anyway, so Finkelstein came on and really said, he actually kind of called out Candace Owens to an extent, because he was saying, look, how ignorant do you have to be? How ignorant do you have to be when you're seeing bombs killing babies? You're about to have a baby. How would you feel if your baby was in an incubator and the Israelis have a policy of depriving food and water and power, electricity, to that hospital, and your baby dies? How ignorant do you have to be? So these people are, they're newbies and they're amateurs at it, and they don't necessarily always make the good points, and they concede an awful lot. But at any rate, I'm glad it's happening, and I support what they're doing. But it's a little bit bittersweet, because it's not going to be you or I or Dr. Duke who is going to be in the forefront. It's not going to matter. Well, maybe in your case, because you're younger, but it's certainly not going to be Dr. Duke and I who are going to be paraded around saying, "Oh, they've been right all along." No, that's not going to happen. And it's going to be these people who have been playing it safe all the time who are going to benefit the most. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to stop bitching, and I'm going to kick it back to you.
Well, I think this is a very important time, and I think we should be happy. Now, obviously, some people aren't going to be happy, because some people were hoping that one day those who pushed the truth the hardest would be the ones that would basically benefit from all this. Mm-hmm. That people like yourself, people like myself, people like David Duke, we would basically one day benefit from all this, and people would be like, "You were right all along," and we would then somehow help usher in a brave new world. And when it comes down to it, that isn't going to happen. That's not going to be the route that people go down. Somebody who is famous, somebody who is rich, somebody who has a sizable amount of power, large resources behind them, will adopt our talking points, and they will basically run with the ball. Now, we might get some trickle down from that. I'm not here to say things are going to be all bad and that, you know, it's all doom and gloom. We might get some trickle down from all of this. We might get a situation where people turn around and say, well, you know, you guys were the trailblazers. But fundamentally, we aren't going to be the ones put on a pedestal for ushering all of this in. So anyone who thinks we are can get that fanciful idea out of their head straight away. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, because we as truth tellers, we as speakers of the truth, have been talking about this for a very, very long time. And the reason that this is so mainstream now is largely because people were willing to fly the flag for many years before this was a populist point. Mm-hmm. And those people don't always get the credit they deserve. We don't always get the, the cheers and the applause and the, you know, the plaudits we deserve for our work. But the fact is, our work was very important. And we have proved that a very small but dedicated team of people who, you know, stick to telling the truth and who have no real elected political representation can create huge waves and change the course of, you know, discussion within our society if those people stick to their points and keep doing what they're doing and wait for the right time. And now is the right time. And we have basically helped to usher in that right time. We have helped to usher in what is going on now. It has been pressure from people within the nationalist movement on people like Elon Musk, on people like Tucker Carlson, on people like Candice Owens. And look, I'm not taking any of the credit for this. You know, at the moment, the guy who's flying highest is young Keith Woods from Ireland. He's, you know, everyone's talking about Keith because Keith has fundamentally been one of the guys on Twitter who's been, you know, retweeted and liked and, you know, cheered on by Elon Musk for talking about Jewish power. And that is absolutely fantastic. But the fact of the matter is, it goes deeper than just Keith Woods. There's been a number of people in the background talking about this. And I'm not saying that Candice Owens and the like all go home, get out the popcorn, make themselves a nice cup of hot chocolate, then watch, you know, the Mark Collett videos. But some of those people do. Some of those people will have watched some of my videos. Some of them will have watched my take on, you know, Jewish involvement in pornography. Some of those people will have watched what I had to say about Zionist hypocrisies or about the power of the Israeli lobby or about the fact that the war in Iraq and the war in Syria and all these problems were caused by the Israeli lobby. Some of the people out there will have watched Dr. David Duke's Goldman Sachs and the Zio Matrix of Power. People will have watched those things, and those things will have made an impact. Now, when I say made an impact, I doubt any of the people that I've just mentioned have watched one of my videos and thought, well, that kid's got it right. I need to go and talk about these things. I guarantee none of them thought that. But what they will have thought is, well, he's got some points, but I'm sure he's wrong. And then they'll have watched another and thought, well, that guy's also got some points, but, you know, there must be an explanation for this. Then they'll have watched another video and thought, you know what? I'm not ready to talk about this yet, but all these guys have made really interesting points. And that is where we're at. We're at a point now where people like myself, people like Dr. David Duke, people like you, people like Keith Woods, people like Mike Enoch and Warren Balog and Eric Stryker and all the others out there, Tim Murdoch, or, you know, all the people who have talked about, and I'm sure I'm leaving people out. You know, there's Blair Cottrell in Australia. You know, there's Laura Towler here in the UK. There's plenty of people. There's the Nordic Resistance Movement. All of those people have spoken about Jewish power, and their content will, at one point or another, been consumed by these influential people. And those influential people might not have acted at first, but we sowed the seeds. So when things started happening, like this latest conflict in Israel or occupied Palestine, whatever you want to call it, when this latest conflict broke out, those people will have started thinking to themselves, you know what? I want to talk about this. Maybe the things that all those people said that I initially dismissed, maybe they were right. Maybe it's time to start talking. And I think we have played an influential role in that. And that is something that is very, very important. And I'm proud to have done that. And everyone else who's done something to this should be proud of it. But we shouldn't expect, you know, we shouldn't expect anything like, you know, hero worship or praise or people, you know, telling everyone how wonderful we are, because that isn't going to happen. That was never going to happen. But what we should be happy about is that we've shifted the Overton window, we've made an impact, and now normal people are talking about something that until very recently was absolutely taboo. And when I say normal people, I don't just mean normal people. I mean, people are talking about this like Elon Musk, people who are major influencers that influence millions and millions of people. And that is a good thing. But not only is that a good thing, but Elon Musk is now under attack. The whole Twitter platform is now under attack. And what we're witnessing here is a major social network, which all of a sudden said they were going to stand for free speech and allow people to discuss things openly. And that major social network, people are saying, oh, it was worth $44 billion. Now it's only worth $20 billion and every last advertiser's pulling out. And you've got to be asking yourself the question, well, why is every last advertiser pulling out? Why is Elon Musk all of a sudden under attack? Because I'll tell you what, if Elon Musk had bought Twitter and nothing had changed, or if Elon Musk had bought Twitter and used that platform to criticize white people and white power and the patriarchy, that platform would still be worth $44 billion. The reason it's not worth $44 billion anymore, the reason it's worth about $20 billion, is because he allowed free speech and he criticized the one group of people that are so powerful that you're effectively not allowed to criticize. So what I'm saying is, not only has Elon Musk criticized these people, which is a good thing, but Elon Musk has also done something else, which is an even better thing. And that is, unfortunately for him, he's lost $24 billion. And losing $24 billion, you might say, is definitely not a good thing. Well, in some ways it's not. But in this way, it is. And it is because it proves our point. It proves that these people do have the power. Because for all of the wailing that, oh, little old Israel does have no power, the Zionist lobby is just a tiny part of the American political system, these people are disenfranchised. They're the victims. They have no influence over American politics. They have all the power. And they have so much power that they can ensure that a social network goes from being worth $44 billion to $20 billion literally overnight because they don't like what's being said on it. That is not a situation where people have no power. That is a situation where people have all the power. And I can assure you and your listeners of this, if that social network was attacking white people, it wouldn't have lost a single cent.
Well, yeah, so these people, they have a lot of power, a lot of influence. All the power is kind of rhetoric, obviously. And they don't have all the power because some of the power resides in things like the truth and what people can obviously see with their own eyes. Because what people are obviously seeing with their own eyes is very powerful. And so that's where they lack power, is in reality. But I think the level of Jewish power and Jewish influence is taking a massive hit. It was already taking a massive hit as a result of the Ukraine war, which was fundamentally a Jewish war against Vladimir Putin.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. So you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you, and he broke it in little.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
And I think the level of Jewish power and Jewish influence is taking a massive hit. It was already taking a massive hit as a result of the Ukraine war, which was fundamentally a Jewish war against Vladimir Putin. But now what's going on in Gaza is explicitly in the name of the Jewish state. I mean, this is the Jewish state. They call themselves the Jewish state, and they're just... They're bombing the hell out of Gaza. They're turning it into rubble. The prime minister of the Jewish state invoked the biblical story about Amalek, calling the Palestinians an enemy that has to be completely destroyed. I'm not a biblical scholar, but my understanding is that he's referencing a story in which the ancient Jews genocided a group of their enemies. And, you know, other statements coming from not just from random people in the Israeli Twitter sphere, but from members of the cabinet talking about, well, maybe we should just nuke Gaza with these nuclear weapons we've never admitted to having. So, I mean, they're going so far over the top. So a couple of little things I just want to raise. Mike Enoch, I heard just a very brief excerpt of a speech he made. I believe it was in Lafayette Plaza across the street from the White House. And I'm glad that, and if he was there making a speech, I would presume Eric Stryker and Warren Baylog were probably there too. I'm glad that these people, they call themselves the social justice Is that what they call themselves?
No, the National Justice Party.
Sorry. Okay, just a little brain freeze.
Patrick.
The National Justice Party. I'm glad they went down there. It's, you know, I don't know if there has been a populist voice having a peace demonstration there since. Now my brain's freezing again. Richard Spencer, since Richard Spencer got punched in the face, protesting against Donald Trump's bombing of Syria. So I'm glad they're there reclaiming some public space for demonstrations for the good guys. So I'm glad about that. One other thing, Vincent James, and I know you know Vincent James, and he made I was just watching a very recent video of his an hour ago or so. I got interrupted in it, but he had a clip. He was talking about a clip of there's this black guy, and I didn't catch the black guy's name, but he has a high production value show where he was interviewing David Friedman, who was Trump's ambassador to Israel. So Trump appointed this super Jewy Jew to be U.S. ambassador to Israel, who has the Jewiest face you've ever seen, a Jewy voice, and was up there on the big screen and was making wild claims about Hamas beheading babies and having a command and control center in a hospital and this and that. And the black guy who is the show host simply say, "Well, what's your evidence? What's your evidence?" And then Ambassador Friedman said, "Oh, you're asking for evidence? That's like questioning the Holocaust." And there were some fireworks there. And in the course of the fireworks, Ambassador Friedman asked the black guy, "Well, when was the last time you were in Gaza?" And the black guy said, "Oh, actually, I was there 18 months ago." "When was the last time you were there?" "I was there a few years ago." But it was actually really funny. These people are in freak out mode, and you know, it's Ben Shapiro, it's these other people. Ben Shapiro sharing videos that are completely fake and that are getting exposed. So these people are being exposed as liars and fraud in real time, and it's a lot of fun to watch. I'm not gonna make any further point. I'm just gonna kick it back to you. To maybe you can tell me who that black interviewer was if you saw the video and tell me what maybe you've heard a report on Mike Enoch and the NJP's, not the SJP, no, the NJP's demonstration in Washington. Can you tell me anything about those things?
I actually can't tell you anything about either, but I can tell you that the NJP are, I didn't see the interview, and I've seen bits about the NJP's protest, and obviously I support, you know, any nationalist group out there who's going out onto the streets and basically taking the message to the public. But I will say this, with what's going on now, everything that we at one point were talking about would have at one point been called a sort of a fringe movement. We'd have been called a fringe movement. We would have been, you know, accused of being, you know, on the edge of everything, and our viewpoints not being sort of discussed by the mainstream. But now the mainstream is, and I do find that very, very interesting. And even in the circles that I move in, sort of,
tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here again, the skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now.
You know, on the edge of everything, and our viewpoints not being sort of discussed by the mainstream, but now the mainstream is, and I do find that very, very interesting. And even in the circles that I move in, sort of outside of politics, I'm now getting a lot of people speak to me about such things. People who previously maybe hadn't spoken to me wanted to talk about such things, now do want to talk to me. They are interested in these issues. And I think that, again, is very, very telling, that normal people, sort of your normies, are now, you know, wanting to come forward and inquire about this kind of thing. And people who at one point, you know, probably regarded me sort of like, not really sure about this, not really sure about whether this guy's right, or, you know, I've always been told that I'm not meant to listen to that kind of thing. Now, they do seem to, you know, want to talk about it. They want to discuss, you know, the issues, you know, pertaining to the things that we have always spoken about. And I do find that really, really interesting. And I find it morale boosting as well, because for so long we seemed, as a group, you know, to be very much kind of out in the cold. You know, not people didn't want to, you know, engage with us as much as we'd have hoped for. But now the opposite of that is true. People do want to engage. People do want to hear what we've got to say. And I think that's a sign of the times. And the more people just ask about this, the more people simply come forward and say, you know, we want to know what's happening here. You know, we're interested in just knowing, you know, the truth of the matter. The angrier and angrier these Zionist voices get. And they seem to be incapable of effectively keeping their cool in cases like this. And I think it's interesting because they don't seem to have been challenged for so many years. They seem to have gone so long without actually being challenged that simply having anybody coming out and daring to challenge them seems to create a situation where they instantly lose their cool and go berserk. It almost as if, you know, not having any sensible challenge for so long, or not being challenged, has sort of weakened their will and their resolve to actually be able to talk about big issues sensibly without showing their hand so quickly. Because, you know, for them, it does look embarrassing. It does look very weak when they go on these talk shows and people merely question some aspect of their narrative and they fly completely off the handle. Oh, you can't say that. You can't ask that. You, how dare you? How dare you bring that point up? This is anti-Semitism. This is wickedness. People must just be thinking to themselves, what on earth are these guys talking about? What do you mean? He just asked a simple question. He just said, where's the proof? And I do think that is very telling in itself. And I also think that over time, what we're going to start to see is this coming to a head where normal people start asking about this. Normal people start calling, you know, Zionist power out. And you can already see amongst younger demographics, you know, a good 2/3 of the younger people in society are very, very, very wary of Zionist power, knowledgeable about it, wary of it, and willing to call it out, willing to openly say, when polled, that they are against the state of Israel. And I think some people will say, well, that's because there's increasing numbers of non-white people in the West, which is obviously true. They will also say, but that's because, you know, people are, you know, woke. This is a woke attack on Israel. But I don't think that's the case. I think it's from all sides of the political spectrum. I think Israel and Israeli power and Zionist power is being questioned by not just the typical, you know, left-wing woke mob. I think it's also being questioned by people on the right. And at one time, I don't think anyone would have expected or bet upon Charlie Kirk coming out and saying, well, actually, I don't believe this narrative. I don't think anyone would have bet on Tucker Carlson saying the same thing. But that is the position we are in. We are now in a position where these very, very influential conservative influencers are now willing to come out and say, hey, I don't believe the official narrative. I want to question this. And I do think, you look, I'm not saying Elon Musk is the be-all and end-all, because I don't think he is. I don't think he's 100% our guy and he's 100% going to come out and do or say the things we want. But he has created the space to have these conversations, and he has spurred other people within the conservative sphere into talking about these things. And that's got to be a good thing. That's got to be a good thing. And I'm one of these guys that likes to be, I'll say I'm a glass is half full guy. I'm not a glasses half empty guy. I can't stand these people who every time something goes right for us, they say, oh no, this is all part of the plan. This is all secretly part of the enemy narrative. We shouldn't be talking about these things. Blah, 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 blah. I'm a glasses half full guy. We should be talking about these things. And the fact that we can talk about these things, or some people can. I mean, I can't. I'm still not allowed on Twitter. That's a bad thing. But I'm happy that others are allowed on Twitter. You know, it's a bad thing that I'm not there. I should be there. Free speech should be extended to me and my friends and colleagues at Patriotic Alternative. But the fact of the matter is, you know, Keith Woods is there and other people are there and they're making hay while the sun shines. And that is a good thing. And I've got to say this, when it comes down to it, we as a group of truth seekers and truth speakers I don't think we've ever had so many things going in our direction. And that is something that we should absolutely be happy about. And yeah. if things keep going as they are, we could be in a position where we do get some trickle down from this. But also, we should be saying at this point, you know, we as a group have, you know, moved this Overton window. We've got people talking, and we should be celebrating this, and we should be willing to do more. Now people are talking about it. Now is the time to hold their feet to the fire. Now we've got the mainstream discussing our positions. Now is the time when, yeah, we should go even, when I say further, we should hold their feet to the flames, and we should get these people talking even more so that we can keep moving the window even further in our direction. Like, why not? Why not? Well, what? Why shouldn't we do that? You know, why shouldn't we? You know, we've made this ground, and I think it's time to push a little bit harder, to push a little bit further, and get people really questioning this narrative, really talking about this Israeli brutality, and really asking the questions, what are these Zionists doing? How are they getting away with it? And what are they hiding behind? And we all know they are hiding behind, you and I know, they are hiding behind the narrative of the Holocaust. They are hiding behind the Holocaust narrative in order to ensure that they can get away with what they're doing. And once you start talking about that, once you start talking about that, you then have to say, what else are they doing with that Holocaust narrative? And I can tell you this. With that Holocaust narrative, they as a group have used that as one of their central pillars of the white guilt machine, which post-Second World War has essentially been used to take away our rights and our ability to speak freely. And we now need to not only push for the truth to be told about the state of Israel, but we also need to push for the truth to be told about a number of other things. And we as a group need to be willing to go out there and effectively fight for not just the rights of people in Palestine. We should obviously be fighting for their rights and talking about the brutality that is being, the brutality of the state of Israel. But we should also be, talking about this in the very important sense of what do we as white people, or what do we as white, what can we as white people gain from this? Because that's an important question. What can we as white people gain from all of this? Because fundamentally, as I said, we care about the people of Gaza, but fundamentally, we are fighting for our survival, for our rights as a people. And fundamentally, we should be using this to advance our cause and advance the pushback against the anti-white system. And we should be saying it isn't just the Gazans who are being oppressed by Zionist power. It isn't just the Israeli lobby, or the Israeli lobby aren't just punishing the people of Palestine. These people wield power over Western nations that results in an anti-white narrative. And we should be challenging that anti-white narrative, and we should be using this to challenge the fact that we as people are being largely oppressed by these very, very powerful Zionists. That this is our time to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, and you mentioned that nobody has questioned Jewish narratives. Nobody has challenged Jewish power for so long that they don't seem to know how to respond, and honestly, because they haven't had to face any criticism, they've been able to do whatever they want. And I think their abilities to defend their actions have atrophied, because they don't have to defend their actions. I sometimes, for the boomers out there who might remember a Hollywood movie called A Love Story, it had a famous musical theme to it, but A Love Story, and the subtitle was Love Means Never Having to Say You're Sorry. Boomers might remember that, but I say being Jewish means never having to say you're sorry. Being Jewish means never having to defend your actions, because any critique of your actions is anti-Semitism, and it's going to get shut down. So they've never had to defend themselves. And now all of a sudden they are put in a position where they have to defend themselves. Now, the people who have a voice out there, like Elon Musk, for instance, he has a voice. He's not actually using his voice, which is probably better. It's probably better that what he does is simply retweet Keith Woods, right? Somebody who's better at saying these things. Because the people who have a voice, they never developed the muscles to critique Jewish power in the first place. So while the Jews' ability to defend themselves against critique has completely atrophied, the people who are in a position to take them to task haven't developed those muscles yet. But the big difference is that Elon Musk can retweet Keith Woods, or Candace Owens can have somebody on her show like Norman Finkelstein who actually can make the case. And so all of a sudden, if you are a – because at the end of the day, what matters is the information that's going into normal people's brains. And so Elon Musk is making – he is making sure that people like Keith Woods, their information is getting into people's brains. And Candace Owens, she made sure, to her credit, that her viewers heard – Norman Finkelstein, who's a very good voice to hear. People might have a little bit of issues with some of his Chomskyite views, but right now that doesn't matter. What matters is that he's studied the situation of the Palestinians who were defeated and subjugated by European Jews and other Jews in 1948, and that entire history, he knows it like the back of his hand, and can make explanation like hardly anybody else. So it really is a good thing. There's an onslaught, and on the other side, it's not as if people like Ben Shapiro can expect all of a sudden to get good narratives coming from their side, because they have had all along. They have had, they've dominated all the major universities. They've got gazillions. They've got $6 billion worth, probably more, of think tanks. They've got all these people on the payroll who have created the narrative, the weak narratives, the indefensible narratives that Ben Shapiro and David Friedman and all these other people have been riding. They've been depending on the Holocaust. They've been depending on Israel. Nikki Haley, Nimrata Randhari, or whatever her real name is, who's running for president, who her slogan is America. No, Israel doesn't need America. America needs Israel. And of course, she can't back it up because she's never had to. None of these assertions that they made are ever challenged. And now all of a sudden they're challenged. And even if the people who are on the other, who are challenging Jewish power, even if they don't have proper understanding themselves, at least in a lot of cases they are able to present or echo the more informed, better formulated information and narratives of people who have been studying it for a long time, who finally now get to take on the established and until now untouchable Jewish narratives. So we've got about 3 minutes left. So you want to wrap up your thoughts before we sign off?
Yeah, I'll say one last thing. It's interesting you brought up Nikki Haley, because I put out a post on social media about her earlier, because Nikki Haley's response to what's going on Twitter, her response isn't to actually counter narratives that she doesn't agree with. It's not to actually discuss things. Nikki Haley's response is to call all of this a national security threat, and to say that social media needs more moderation, not less moderation. It needs less free speech, not more free speech, and that everyone on social media should have to use their real name, so that if they say something that is critical of Zionist power or critical of Jewish power or Jewish influence or, you know, of the Israeli lobby, that person can then be pressured. And she more or less said pressured. She said, you know, so their pastor, their family.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all while they're waiting. The banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? Oh, what's that they're saying? The while they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch him shoving along.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
That is critical of Zionist power or critical of Jewish power or Jewish influence or, you know, of the Israeli lobby, that person can then be pressured. And she more or less said pressured. She said, you know, so their pastor, their family, their work colleagues, so that everyone can see what they've really posted, and they have to stand by those comments. So her response to all of this isn't to actually debate with anyone. It's not to actually have open dialogue. It's to threaten, demean, dox, and basically shut down free speech by any means necessary. She's not really a conservative. She is basically nothing more than a shill for Israel who will go to any length to silence those who are critical of the Zionist state. And I would just like to thank everyone for tuning in today and say to people, you know, if you would like to hear more of my takes, if you would like to watch my recent videos, such as seven Zionist hypocrisies and the Zionist plan to take away free speech, check those out on my Odyssey, on my Rumble, and on my BitChute. I put a lot of time and effort into those scripted videos, and I make them so that they are very shareable, they are easily digestible. And so if you want to share them with a family member or a friend or a work colleague, you can do so without worrying about them being filled with anything like racial slurs or anything that might embarrass you. They are very well thought out, well put over videos that normies can digest. So please do support those channels.
And I have shared them to my normie friends. One last thing I'm going to bring up is there is a, I guess, a 1 minute paid advertisement that's going around on Twitter paid for by some Jewish group. And it shows a boomerish goy dad and his teenage son. And they're in a car, I think a pickup truck. And you've seen this, right? So the man is, he's like disgusted with his son who's been posting Hitler was right on social media. And he drives up to a synagogue and all of these like attractive Jewish girls are walking in the rain in umbrellas and they're happy and they're so harmless and they're coming out of their synagogue. And why don't you, the man tells his son, why don't you get out there and tell it to their face, right? And so the idea is, why don't you do this in your real name? Well, why didn't the boomer dad then drive to Harvard University, right? Where they, the Jews have trucks that are doxing people who attend rallies in opposition of Jewish killing of these babies in Gaza. And if you attend the rallies, then you've got some Jewish truck that goes around with a picture of you, a large, you know, huge picture of you and your name, and they're trying to make sure that you never ever get a job again. Why don't you say to why does the boomer dad say it to their face? It's just so ridiculous. Last comment on that.
Look, these people are so shameless, and it is that shameless nature that will be their undoing in the end. Keep up the pressure. Let's hold people's feet to the fire. Let's keep pushing what we have been pushing for years and rejoice in the fact that over the last few days, over the last few weeks, over the last few months, you know, the Overton window has shifted, and it has shifted dramatically in the right direction.
Thank you very much. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Legal Radio.
As you can plainly see, at night when he's asleep, into his tent he'll creep, and the stars that shine above will light their way to love. He rules this land with sheep, the Sheik of Araby.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.